somebody scooped us. The press release is supposed to be coming out in a few minutes. But the new morning show that's going to replace the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Say hi to Ricky Smiley.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Ricky.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Okay.
I appreciate you. Thank you for dinner. Thank you for everything.
And your team?
Yeah, Gary with the team.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Eva Marcel.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. To all of you, Eva.
To all of me, right?
Eva, when's the baby due?
The baby's due in 2 months, Tom.
Okay. Okay.
In 2 months.
And the new show starts?
January the 2nd.
January the 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations, man.
No, thank you, Tom. It's been a long road, 12 years. We got this opportunity at 97.9 The Beat, and we just took it and took a lot of advice that you gave and just ran with it. Just try to do a good show, do a lot of stuff in the community, and everybody worked really hard. Eva's new, but Gary been with me for 12 years. And so we
just can't get rid of them, huh?
Mm-mm.
I'm like a fungus.
I just can't believe that we all sitting in the same room together on the microphone, you know, because we don't get to listen to your show because we on at the same time, and it's just so fun. I've been on the show before,
yeah.
And I just thank God first of all because I told you last night at dinner. You had no idea when I was on the Buck Wild Morning Show in Birmingham on WBHJ, they would get mad at me because I would always run over to the studio to listen to your show. And I would call in sick to go see a Sky show. Every time you had a Sky show, it's like, why Ricky don't come to work? Because I just idolized you and I just have so much respect for you and thank you for the opportunity and thank you for everything that you taught.
Well, welcome, Eva.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
To the Reach family?
Yes, I'm very excited to be here. I've, you know, done stuff on the TV and film part side of the family. And so to be here on broadcasting and radio under Ricky Smiley's tutelage is absolutely amazing.
All right. So what's going to be the, what are you going to do when you take over? When I give you the keys?
The thing about it, I'm just going to continue what you started.
Including Damon Williams Fridays.
Absolutely. Bro, you know I got you. Yeah, like community service, number one, supporting HBCUs. I got three kids, three at Alabama State and one at Tennessee State.
Not three at ASU.
You already know it.
Come on.
Yes, sir. But continue to support HBCUs and just doing everything that you was doing in the community to talk about health care and presidential elections and politics and getting people elected. Just getting the word out. Everything that we discussed last night, you know, no different.
Yeah, we had dinner last night, so I had to tell him that. All right, now you got to keep this party with a purpose.
Absolutely.
And look for a purpose all the time to party with.
Absolutely. We might not do a cruise, but we'll be on the side of the water. We'll throw a party in a couple of tents up on the side of the bay.
Can't you see Ricky and his speedboat just going alongside?
Right. Y'all still up there partying. We barely making it over there on a little small boat. But yeah, I'm really grateful for the opportunity, and I learned a lot from you. I learned how to do a live performance with a radio show. I got that from you because, you know, we do ours every year in Birmingham. And just the way you managed and the way you handled everything, I learned so much over these past few years and just been a big fan.
Well, I congratulate you all. I am very happy for this this transition for you and being able to take over, which is an incredible responsibility, Rick, and I know you know this. But it is also, with this big engine comes a lot of responsibility, and it's great that you guys are taking over and taking this into the next level. Congratulations. I'm very, very happy for all of you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We're going to give it our best. You know, we just keep God first, and, you know, you know, we just thank God for the wonderful opportunity. The Bible says if you be faithful over just a few things,
come on now,
I'll make you ruler over many.
Yeah.
And, you know, and everything we get when we were on it, I ain't going to get emotional.
Oh, but you know what? You're bringing something that we don't have. You with a Bible verse. We don't get that much from.
Okay. Tom was raised in the church.
Oh, he was raised there.
Memory kind of faded on them scriptures.
So we're gonna add church to the party with a purpose.
Yeah. You know. We're gonna definitely give God his, because God gonna always find a way to get his. And I tell you, when they put us on the radio in Dallas, we did everything that we could do to help people. With Craig Watkins and getting judges elected, and went to city council meetings, and we were just on the ground for civil rights. Voting rights, yeah. Everything,
right.
And supporting HBCUs and everything. So we just kind of model ourselves, you know, after you. And we just went with it. And God is just faithful. Always.
Okay, when you all come into the Red Velvet Cake, there are going to be some things missing. I just want you all to know that. It's a nice setup now. You're going to have to bring your own.
And Tom, you are cute. Why you got that big red piano?
And I'm from Alabama.
Right. Roll Tide.
We wobble next. Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes.